talking about today, your daughter's grades and her GPA. I get this conversation from both sides. So I have parents that will come to me and talk to me about how their kids' grades are tanking and they're not doing as well as they used to, and they're worried about it, but the kid seems really lackadaisical and not worried about it. So I kind of get that view. And then I get the girls, my clients in my groups, coming to me and saying that they're anxious about their grades and they were doing well, but it's getting harder and they feel like there's too much pressure and it's getting to be a lot. And sometimes I'll have girls that will confess to me that they don't really care about their grades, but they just kind of try to do the best they can so their parents don't get mad at them. Sometimes I'll have parents come to me and say, my daughter's too intense about her grades. She feels like she has to get 100% on everything, and I've tried to like talk her down off the ledge and she can't. So I'm literally hearing from parents and students on both sides that are both saying either my parents are taking it too seriously and that's stressful to me, or parents saying my kids are taking it too seriously and that's stressful for the parents, or the vice versa, where the parents are saying my kids aren't taking it seriously enough, or the kids are saying I want to take it more seriously and my parents keep telling me to chill out. So I'm hearing every single angle of how you can approach GPA and grades. And so I'm here to demystify a little bit about that conversation. There is one huge foundational piece that has to come back to how we discuss GPA and grades with our daughters particularly. All kids, yes, but with our daughters particularly, because of the way that they are viewing the pressure that is on them to perform. And that is this one statement that needs to be said repeatedly, starting at a young age. You are not your grades. You are not your grades. Your grades don't make you worthy. Your grades don't mean you are a better person or a worse person. You are your own person, completely independent of any grade that I ever see on a test or a homework assignment or a report card. You are loved, you are valued, you are worthy, completely independent from that letter or that number. That is a conversation that needs to be spoken from the time that your children are extremely young to the time that they are in college and calling you about the grade and the test that they are getting. That is a conversation that needs to be had repeatedly. That is a conversation that many ways we as moms or as parents probably need to have with ourselves, because we give ourselves grades too, right? Or we feel like we have this invisible grade card of how to be the best mom or how to be this or how to be that. There is no scorecard. You are worthy, you are loved, independent of all of that. And that is the foundational piece. And so if there's nothing else that you hear in this conversation that we're about to have about GPA and about grades, that is what I want you to be able to continue to come back to with your daughter so that she understands it. Because even if you say it once, even if you say it twice, even if you say it 75 times, you need to say it again. And she needs to hear it again, because the rest of society and the rest of the world is constantly telling us that we are our grades and that we are judged by our grades and the grades are everything. And we need to make sure that our kids understand that that is not the case. They are worthy outside of their grades. Their grades are not who they are. That being said, there are a couple of other aspects of this conversation surrounding GPA and surrounding grades that will come up that need to be discussed. Number one is, what does our family value? How do grades fit into our family values? Does our family value having a 4.0 and being valedictorian, and that is the end all be all and that is what we're all shooting for? Or does our family value curiosity and learning, even if it's independent of what is being taught in this particular class, in this particular day, in this particular way? Does our family value always doing your best, even when it's something that you don't care about or don't love? Does our family value respect of teachers and of a certain societal norm? I'm not not saying any one of these are the right things that your family should value, but you need to talk with your family. What are the things that we value and what are we trying to instill and how does that relate to this GPA issue? So that is the first thing, family values. Figure those out and figure out how those relate to the grades and the GPA. And two, future goals. Almost without exception, every client of mine, from the youngest 8-year-old girl to the 18, now probably almost 23-year-old girl, who was one of my first clients back in the day, had goals from the get-go. A lot of them change over time in different ways for different reasons, but they have goals. And oftentimes in our world, grades are somehow aligned with those goals. There are things that are made available to us because of certain grades that we get, whether it's scholarships or entrance into certain colleges. I am not here to say whether those situations are right or wrong. I'm saying that that's part of how things work. There are a lot of times you're not going to be able to get into medical school or law school or a PhD program if you don't have the right grades and the right work ethic and the right research and the right credentials. And how do you talk to your 9 or 10-year-old about the goals that they have and how they're doing in fourth and fifth grade versus how they're going to do in high school versus what they're going to get to do after high school? And so there's a lot of delicate situations there. Having appropriately perspectived, I don't think that's a word, but having developmentally appropriate expectations about what their goals are now and what that means about and how it relates to the GPA and your family values. So it all goes together. So the foundation of every conversation, and this is a conversation that you need to be having continually, is to make sure to reduce anxiety. You need to make sure that they understand that their worth is not their report card. Their grades are not their worth. To increase maybe some urgency for those on the more lackadaisical end, you do need to talk about the future goals and how what they're doing now is going to relate to those. And then just for the sense of where this works for your family and the why behind what your family does and what your family expectations are those values. So you kind of have a little bit in every conversation at each end of the spectrum. For those that take it too seriously, we need to understand that this is not your GPA is not your worth. For those that maybe don't take it seriously enough, we need to understand that there are certain goals that you may only be able to achieve if you have certain educational standards met, and always, always making sure that your family values are being discussed in relationship to what the expectations are for each child. So that's kind of just a quick blueprint of how you might want to approach these discussions, but I urge you to have them often, starting at the very youngest ages, short, quick, all the way up through college, because these are important things for kids to reflect on and to understand as they're growing and they're developing their own sense of who they want to be and how that looks on a day-to-day basis in any given class, in any given semester, with any given teacher, because it's so important that they learn to choose their thoughts, create a life that they love, that they're excited about living, because your kiddos are going to change the world. So let me know if you have any questions. I look forward to hearing from you.